New York Governor Andrew Cuomo handily won in a Democratic primary against actor Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul also won, as did Cuomo's choice for Attorney General, New York City Public Advocate Tish James. Karen DeWitt reports.
A large campaign war chest, substantial spending on television ads, and union support paid off for Cuomo as he beat back a primary challenge from the left from actor and education advocate Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo did not appear in public, but in recent days he focused his message not on his accomplishments or on his opponent, but on his fight against President Trump and Trump's policies, and it seems the strategy paid off. Cuomo held multiple get-out-the-vote rallies in the days leading up to the primary.
I need you to vote for me. I want to send a message to this president that says, no, it's not just me, Mr. Trump. It's every New Yorker who believes you are repulsive to what we believe.
Nixon, in her concession speech, told supporters that she was proud of what her campaign accomplished.
We took on one of the most powerful governors in America, and it wasn't easy. We had to fight just to get on the ballot. Yeah. Yeah. We had to fight just to get a debate. Yeah. And we started with nothing, and we earned every single vote.
Nixon says she's pleased that she pulled Cuomo to the left on several issues, including legalizing marijuana, and that she caused him to spend nearly $500,000 a day in the final days of the race. Cuomo's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul more narrowly defeated New York City Council member Jumaane Williams and the Democratic Party establishment's choice for Attorney General, New York City Public Advocate Tish James, won the AG primary ahead of Fordham Law Professor Zephyr Teachout, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, and Buffalo Attorney Licia Eve. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.